With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. Yesterday, we started a year-long series on a school called Tre Vista in northwest Denver. It's a place where a few years ago, fights brought cops every week. Students didn't follow rules, learning suffered. Some recent improvements just haven't been enough. Now the district has designated it a turnaround school, and that means big changes lie ahead, starting with a new principal who has broad power and extra federal money to fix Tre Vista. Today, Colorado Public Radio education reporter Jenny Brundine tells us how that principal got the job.
A want ad for a turnaround principal might sound something like this. Must produce quick academic gains in chronically low-performing school. Must improve discipline and attendance. Must be fearless, may call for replacing popular teachers. And perhaps trickiest of all, must mobilize and get parents on your side as you completely overhaul their school. In sum, says Denver Public Schools' Yana Smith,
turnaround work is really, really hard.
Smith is talking to a cafeteria full of parents, and she and a district team are briefing them on the tumult that's about to hit. DPS's Antonio Esquivel heads up the West Denver Network, which oversees turnaround schools on the city's west side. He goes over the twists and turns that brought Tre Vista to this point. Last fall, teachers and staff were warned that the school scored red, the lowest ranking on the district's scorecard.
And said that red's not good, right? So beware, something might be happening. The state might be coming down. The district might be saying this or that, so beware.
That ominous warning meant upheaval was just around the corner. The first step in the overhaul is selecting a new principal. Esquivel tells parents they'll have a role. He wants to hear what they want in a new leader.
Queremos que el nuevo director que venga a esta escuela sea más accesible con los papás.
Many in the crowd, about two-thirds Spanish-speaking, say they want someone who's bilingual, who really reaches out and works with parents. They'd like more discipline and more homework, and they're tired of turmoil. They went through it 3.5 years ago when several schools were merged to form Tre Vista. The parents have lots of questions, like this one.
Are they going to give us 3 years for this? And will this happen again to us 3 years from now?
DPS's Laura Brinkman is adamant.
It's our expectation that this is not happening again at this point in the year next year.
How fast the school is able to make academic gains will depend a lot on the new principal. DPS's Antonio Esquivel tells them those gains need to happen immediately. And he says the new principal must believe that every kid can go to college.
If these principals do not believe in that, they're not going to be here Tuesday.
Tuesday night, parents are back in the cafeteria. It's their chance to meet the two principal finalists. First up, TJ Cole. Neither candidate is bilingual, but Cole grew up in this neighborhood.
I am North Denver proud. There's nobody in the rest of the city of Denver that can touch North Denver.
The Boulder magistrate and founder of two high school charters tells parents he grew up poor, raised by a single mom. She told him she scrubbed floors so he wouldn't have to. Cole tells parents he understands their lives. He even attended the school. Cole is passionate.
ECE to master's degree. What is TJ talking about?
Cole admits he doesn't have all the answers about how he'll raise scores, but tells parents if their kids stay on grade level, he'll find businesses to pay for their college. Parent Alma Garza is listening carefully. She likes how Cole speaks about relationships between the principal and teachers and kids. When Cole says he'd show their kids love and respect, Garza said it felt like this principal could be part of her family.
Enseguida nosotros tuvimos una conexión. Dijimos, wow,
when he told us that he understood what it's like to grow up in this neighborhood, how we live, we felt a connection. Wow, he's going to understand us and our kids. Then when she came on, there wasn't a connection between us.
She was the other candidate, LaDawn Beatty.
I came to Denver Public Schools 10 years ago.
Beatty has a completely different style. She's quiet and technical. Instruction is her specialty. She's been principal at Steck Elementary in Denver's upper-income Hilltop neighborhood. When she arrived, she saw the struggling kids weren't improving like they should, so she put systems in place. And last year, Steck posted the highest growth scores in the state.
In fact, our average growth was almost the 70th percentile.
Beatty talks a lot about strategies, structures, and systems that are needed to make sure every kid progresses. She talks about being a literacy coach and tells them her belief that you can't pick and choose different elements of successful school models.
It's kind of like taking a gourmet recipe and substituting the ingredients and hoping.
The crowd is getting a little restless. Beatty's answers are heavy on educator lingo. She later says many of the questions she got seemed like they were from the teachers in the audience, so she was trying to address those. Parent Robert Cox took detailed notes on each candidate. He thinks T.J. Cole is the man for the job.
We need someone with direct authority and voice. Somebody can speak out and say, hey, you're not going to do that, you're going to do this. And we need the unification. We really do. We need somebody with like they say, ganas, like with guts. Yeah. Somebody that's going to speak out and say, hey, this is what we need in this school.
It doesn't turn out that way. A week later, LaDon Beatty is hired. DPS's Laura Brinkman says Beatty's a proven leader who knows how to train, how to get teachers to teach reading and math at the highest levels. And that's what Tre Vista needs.
Because that piece is so critical that the staff has got to see their principal as the instructional leader.
Some in the audience that night agree. Donna Lucero heads the Northwest Coalition for Better Schools, which provides tutoring and other help to the school.
After I got to thinking about it, I realized that T.J. Cole does not have the academic strategies that would move us forward. So I was fine with her being selected.
As for LaDon Beatty, she's already off and running, looking for the answers to this big question.
So how can I organize building systems and resources? Where can I find the money to get the interventionists and people in place and services in place so that every child gets what every child needs?
The spotlight now turns on teachers who must fight for their jobs. Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.
Tune in tomorrow for a story about how teachers are bracing themselves for big changes. You can hear the rest of our series at our website, cpr.org. And join the conversation about improving schools by following us on Facebook. Look for CPR News.